podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme, you may be aware that Dublin Airport Authority is building a new runway, and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the Minister for Transport Shane Ross yesterday turned the sod on the new runway. This is a runway that has been on the plans, believe it or not, since the 1960s, and the authority has decided, after having to pull the plans because of the economic downturn, the Dublin Airport Authority is now finally pushing ahead with plans to build the runway. But all is not as it seems, because residents close to the airport in the St. Margaret's area are not happy with the plans, not happy with the impact that it is going to have on their lives. And I'm joined on the line by Liam O'Grady from St. Margaret's and the Ward Residents Association to talk to us about their issues with this new runway. Liam O'Grady, welcome to 98FM.
Hi, Adrian. Adrian, I'd just like to point out one thing. We in the St. Margaret's Ward Residents Group, we don't have a problem with the runway. I just want to make that kind of clear up front. Our problem is with health, the appointment of a NICE regulator by the minister, and the removal, potential removal of NICE restrictions put in by Embord Pinala when planning was approved.
Okay, so one of the things that I mentioned is that this particular runway has been on the plan since the late 1960s. In fact, I've seen a drawing drawn originally in 1968, which shows the second runway in exactly the same situation that it is now. So it's not like residents never knew this was going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. And I say we've lived close in proximity to that airport all our lives. And most of us have generations that lived there well before the airport was ever envisaged. But what I'd like to do is concentrate on the health. We had a WHO, World Health Organization, report just before Christmas. And we spent, the EU asked for this report, and they spent about 8 years generating this data. And what it states is that the noise levels currently at the airport are having adverse health effects, not just on the communities of St. Margaret's. This extends to the populations of Dublin West, into Turlestown, Hollywood Rath, Kilbride, Place of Mead, Dunboyne, Port Marnock, Dublin Bay West, Balmain, Balgriffin. These new, up until now, they've not been highlighted, but now we know with the WHO that these communities, and again, it's not just St. Margaret's, have been exposed to adverse health effects. And those adverse health effects listed by the WHO are cardiovascular disease, hypertension, cognitive impairment in children.
What, like all from an airplane flying over your head?
Absolutely, absolutely. So this is WHO, you know, world's leading scientific peer-reviewed data. So, I mean, you might know, people tell you about hypertension. It's a silent killer. It creeps up on you, right? People tell you, the noise in the airport doesn't bother me. It's subliminally, it bothers you. It creeps up to you. Hypertension creeps up to you. Cardiovascular disease creeps up to you. And this is what's happening to the population.
Hang on for 1 second, Liam. You're saying that people can develop high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease as a result of airplanes flying over their houses?
Absolutely. And this is in the WHO, World Health Organization, 2018 guidelines. Absolutely.
Okay, so have you...
That's undisputed. That's undisputed, Adrian.
Have you any proof that this is happening here in Dublin?
Well, this,
I mean,
this is the
problem. Is everybody in St. Margaret suffering from high blood pressure?
Well, the interesting thing is no studies have ever been done. Be the Department of Transport, Environment, Health have never come out and examined the health of the population surrounding the airports.
Do you believe, even anecdotally, that people's health is being adversely affected?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, in my own family, some of my children or that are on hypertensive drugs. I have neighbours of mine can't sleep at night, and it's this constant not getting a good night's sleep that's having this adverse effect. But as you say, it creeps up on you. It's not like you're going to just suddenly fall over from a heart attack. It's over time. The WHO said that there's 1 million healthy years of life are lost every year in the EU due to environmental noise.
Okay, let me read what the WHO says about this, about noise. And it says, noise is an underestimated threat that can cause a number of short and long-term health problems, such as, for example, sleep disturbance, cardiovascular effects, poor work and school performance, hearing impairment and so on. Noise has emerged as a leading environmental nuisance in the World Health Organization's European region, and the public complains about excessive noise more and more often. Okay, Paul, in terms of the noise pollution in St. Margaret's, and I'm very familiar with St. Margaret's, I live just down the road in Kilsallaghan, so we have planes flying over our house as well. But firstly, the first runway has been there forever. Well, not forever, but it's been there for an awfully long time. You've had planes flying over St. Margaret's for an awfully long time. Is it not a case that you kind of knew what you were getting into? And maybe not you, you might be there for years, but people knew what they were getting into when they bought a house in that area.
This is the problem. So, I mean, you talk to the people of Turlestown, Hollywood Rat, all Dublin West, where all the big development is taking place. Like, you know, they don't know what they're doing. It seems so far away from the airport, but now we have the evidence from the WHO to show that those people who have bought houses there are being affected. They didn't know this at the time, but now we know. It's quite clear. The WHO guidelines state that any values greater than 45 decibels during the day leads to these adverse health effects. And at night, it's even lower. It's 40 decibels. So this is fact.
Okay.
And what? I mean, the other thing, Adrian, just to comment on the airport, and if you look at the statistics, and this is in the Fingal Noise Action Plan just done before Christmas, there's been a 450% increase in people affected by noise since the last action plan. That's 5,200 people. And again,
I have to ask, though, where are these thousands of people? I noted your protest outside Leinster House the other day. There certainly wasn't anything like 5,000 people, if there was even 25 people there. So where are all these other people and why aren't they out protesting?
The problem is they don't know. And the government...
They don't know that there's noise.
They don't know that they're being exposed to harmful levels of noise. So in the Fingal Noise Action Plan, a majority of that 5,200 people came from the populations of Turlestown and Hollystown in the Taoiseach's constituency of Dublin West.
Okay, but these people obviously aren't bothered by it, is the point that I'm trying to make.
So Adrian, the point I was trying to make to you is, yes, you people will say it doesn't bother me, but it's like hypertension and blood pressure. It creeps up on you over time.
So are you trying to encourage them to make it bother them? I mean, I noticed on your Facebook page, and this is the banner on your Facebook page, and it's a photograph of a baby with earmuffs on, big, huge headphones on, and it says, "It's too noisy, I can't go out my back garden to play." And it goes on to say 50,000 residents affected, 15,000 school children affected, 17,000 plus families affected. That seems, like I said, I know St. Margaret's very well, but there's nothing like that amount of people living there. Even if you go over as far as Tyrrellstown, it would appear to me that people aren't objecting to it.
No, correct, because this is the problem. I mean, they're not being told that they're living in areas that are at high risk to noise and that their health is being affected. Nobody's telling them it.
Okay, now the Dublin Airport Authority have offered a number of residents the opportunity to sell their homes for a 30% premium in order to move. Is that not something that a number of residents are considering?
I mean, we in the St. Margaret's the Ward Residents Group don't vouch for the people. There are approximately 20 people who are engaging directly. They're part of a voluntary purchase scheme, but they are engaging directly themselves with the DAA, and we don't speak for them. So
okay, but okay. Yeah. The voluntary house purchase scheme applies to 38 houses, and they're basically being offered a 30% premium on the market value of each house in order to sell their house and move. Now, is that not a very reasonable offer?
Well, Adrian, the problem is most of these people have lived for generations in this area. What they'd like to do is to live, you know, is to continue to live in the area, which is not affected by the airport. But at the moment, there is nothing in plans. The Fingal County Council or the DAA have no plans to help relocate these people. If you look at Manchester, their action plan, they have a scheme where they provide assistance, not just give you money, but they provide assistance for you to relocate, try and find you a new home in an area that would suit you. Most people would like to live in and around the St Margaret's area, away from the noise. But there's been nothing put in place to help those people. I mean, you know, where are we going to get a site? Where is these people here who are farmers, where are they going to live, like 20 miles away from their farm, their working conditions? You know, what is either Fingal or the DAA doing to help these people?
Okay, the another part of what is being offered by the DAA is another 250 homes likely to be significantly impacted by the runway. But they're being offered insulation in their homes in order to keep the noise out. Again, is that not reasonable?
Absolutely, keep the noise out. Yeah, for 250 homes to levels that exceed, even with the insulation, they'll exceed what the WHO guidelines have stated. So, I mean, would you be happy knowing that the WHO have produced reports stating that your health and the health of your family is at risk? But, you know, all we're looking for is a proper insulation scheme that will keep those levels down below the WHO levels.
All right. Liam, stay on the line there for one second if you can. You're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talks. This is Adrian Kennedy. If you live in the area of St Margaret's or over as far as Tyrrellstown and you are affected by the noise from Dublin Airport, I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. After the break, we hear from the Dublin Airport Authority.
98FM's Big Ride Home.
I'm Derek Quilty, back today at 4 o'clock with the Big Ride Home. I'll be desperately trying to give away one of my Big Ride robes. When I was 17, traffic updates, unbelievable. I'll speak to you today from 4.
98FM's Big Ride Home with Tesco. Proud to have raised €4 million for Temple Street since 2014. 98FM.
I just keep getting ahead of myself. I just can't seem to stop at the right time, no matter what it is. Stop signs, full stop, slow halts. Maybe I just need to get me brakes, clean brakes, because I must stop, can't stop.
Every used car has a story. At Windsor Certified, all ours have a happy ending. Get up to 20% off selected 181 and 182 models at windsor.ie. Buy used with confidence. Windsor, drive happy. T's and C's apply.
I'm going this way. I talk to anybody, I talk to the wall, or you've got a conversation over. But 95% of the time, if people are going out, they're all happy, and you know, you'll have to be a crack, a bit of laugh at them. You'll always point them in the right direction. Christ Church, Commandham Jail, Trinity College. As I said, I know my way around. All my friends are taxi drivers, my dad's a taxi driver, so I'll be doing it for as long as my taxi's around. Wherever you are, wherever you need to be, around here, my taxi is your taxi. Download the app with just a tap.
The 1 cent laser hair removal sale is back at Therapy Clinic. Buy a lip treatment for only €29 and receive a chin treatment for only 1 cent. Buy a bikini line treatment for only €65 and receive an underarm treatment for only 1 cent. Call Therapy Clinic today for your free consultation or visit therapyclinic.com. Terms and conditions apply. Offers end February 28th.
Half term, the kids are off and the house is crazier than usual. But I'm embracing the madness with some DIY, because at Homebase, there's 3 for 2 on Dulux coloured emulsion and 15% off all Ketter garden storage. For half term projects, it has to be Homebase. Excludes pure brilliant white, mixing in trade branded paints, cheapest item free, in store only.
Earn as you learn with an aviation apprenticeship at Dublin Aerospace. Our 4-year apprenticeship is fully paid with on-the-job training from experienced industry professionals. You'll also receive financial support while learning off the job in the classroom. When you graduate, you'll be a Dublin Aerospace engineer with an internationally recognised qualification and earnings in excess of €40,000 in each of your first 2 years. For more information on aviation apprenticeships at Dublin Aerospace, visit dublinaerospace.com/careers.
At Carphone Warehouse, when you switch, you save with the best deals across every network. Save up to €129 compared to the network stores and get the iPhone 6S for free or the Huawei P20 for free, both on a €30 a month plan with all-you-can-eat data when you switch to Three, but only when you switch at Carphone Warehouse. Don't overpay. Switch today. Any network, any phone, any plan. Only Carphone Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Offer subject to a 24-month contract.
Now get even more with Tesco Mobile. Our better network, 4G data and all the great value you'd expect. Like our €15 prepay plan with 15 gigabytes of 4G data, unlimited minutes and a €5 bonus credit. Now that's real value. And with over 400,000 customers, you're in good company. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Offer ends 4th of September 2019. Minimum top-up every 28 days. Fair usage policy applies. 4G access is dependent on device coverage and plan. For full T's and C's, see tescomobile.ie.
Folks, get your line of news.
I'll take one.
Sean, could you have a look at the weather section there?
Sure. Another sunny Friday on the island. You'd almost miss the rain.
This Friday, the EuroMillions jackpot is an estimated €165 million. Play responsibly via the app, in-store or at lottery.ie. Share the dream.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.
And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until midday today. Excuse me. We're in the middle of a conversation about the concerns of residents in the St. Margaret's area close to Dublin Airport with regard to the turning of the sod yesterday for the second runway. And the impact that not only the first runway is having on residents in the area, but more importantly, the impact that the second runway will have on residents in the area and the possibility of increased nighttime flights and so on. I'm joined on the line by Paul O'Kane, who is the Chief Communications Officer with the Dublin Airport Authority. Paul, welcome to 98FM.
Good morning, Adrian.
Paul, how significant was the turning of the sod yesterday for the future development of Dublin Airport?
Well, developing the second runway is hugely significant. It's not just for Dublin Airport, it's for the entire Irish economy. It's government policy that Dublin Airport builds the new runway. And the reason why it's government policy is that'll have a transformative effect upon the Irish economy. The new runway is going to create 31,200 jobs within 20 years. And €2.2 billion worth of Irish economic activity. It's interesting, your listeners in your ad break there will have heard an ad for apprenticeships at Dublin Aerospace, which is one of the many companies that are based here at Dublin Airport. There are about 20,000 jobs currently based here at the airport, and that's obviously not just DAA, that's the hotels, the airlines and everything else. And many of those jobs are filled by people who live in the neighbouring community. So we're a huge economic engine, not just for Fingal and for the region, but for the entire country. Ireland is a small economy. We're an open trading economy. We're dependent on tourism, trade and foreign direct investment. And as an island economy, we need access. Dublin Airport is the main gateway into the country. The Taoiseach was saying that yesterday. We account for about 85% of all traffic in the state into and out of Ireland. And particularly, with Brexit coming down the tracks in a post-Brexit environment, it's absolutely essential that we have increased connectivity. And that's why it's government policy.
OK, now the Taoiseach yesterday himself said that despite the objections of local people, he says they're not being ignored, but he was more focused on what he described as the greater good. He says that's always the way with projects like this. You have to balance local concerns on the one hand with the needs of the greater good of the entire community. And that's fine. And obviously, you have been aware for many years of the concerns of residents in the greater St. Margaret's area. But when I hear things like direct impact on people's health, that causes a bit of concern.
We're acutely aware of the concerns of residents within the local community, and we have been doing a lot to mitigate those concerns, and I'll come on to that. I'll come back to the mitigation in a moment. But in relation to this decision, yes, there has to be, as the Taoiseach said, a balanced approach taken between taking into consideration the concerns of local residents, such as Liam, who we heard from earlier, and also balancing those against the needs of the economy. And that's not a decision that Dublin Airport will take. There is under a new European Union system, there is a new system for considering aircraft noise at airports, and that new system is in the middle of being implemented.
Fingal County Council take over the authority for looking after all of this.
Yes, the government has made the decision to appoint Fingal. And under that system, That decision will be taken based on a range of factors, and it's a decision that will be taken independently of DAA and Dublin Airport, and they will consider all of the factors in relation to this. DAA clearly will make its case known in relation to these conditions, and obviously the local communities will also make their case known, and other stakeholders will.
Okay, now one of the concerns that local residents have are, one for example, is why isn't there a working noise monitor in the St Margaret's area, the area most affected?
We have noise monitors all across the local community, and if any of the residents have a specific concern about a particular area, they can contact our colleagues in the noise monitoring section within the airport, and we can talk to them in relation to that. We work very, very closely with all of the stakeholders here in relation to minimising aircraft noise. So that's not just ourselves at the airport in terms of the airport operator. That's also the airlines, because clearly they operate the aircraft, the Irish Aviation Authority, which makes the decisions about flight paths, and also ground operators that that actually assist the aircraft operation. So we work with all stakeholders to minimise aircraft noise right across the airport campus. And in terms of the mitigation measures that I mentioned earlier, so what we're doing in relation to North Runway, which, as you said, has been in the plans as far back as 1968, and in fact, the original plan was that we'd build North Runway first, and we'd build the Southern Runway second. But actually, we did that in reverse. We built the Southern Runway, and it opened in 1989, and we're now starting the North Runway, which has been in the plans since the 1960s. Those mitigation measures are very significant. What we're
okay,
doing.
So tell me exactly, and you know, in as simple a way as possible for our listeners to understand, what exactly have the DAA and will the DAA do for local residents?
What we're doing is, in relation to that voluntary house scheme that you mentioned, we're offering to buy, and it's completely voluntary, there's no compulsory purchase here, we're offering to buy 38 properties, and it's not. There was a reference earlier to a 30% premium to the market value. That actually doesn't tell the full story in relation to this voluntary scheme. It's a 30% premium to the market value as if we weren't building the North Runway. So we've in terms of the market value being worked out by a proper qualified valuer, that's the value of the property as if we weren't building the North Runway.
Okay, as opposed to the market value that will most likely decrease after the runway is complete.
It's an independent market value which has no impact, which is being done as if the North Runway wasn't being built. And under that system, we'll value the property. It's completely voluntary. We'll also financially, if it was your house, Adrian, we would actually give you a sum of money to let you go and get your own independent valuation from a recognised and qualified valuer, clearly. Mm-hmm. If that valuation is 5% higher, we'll accept that valuation. If there's a difference in 5%, we'll let it go to a third-party arbitrator, who's a qualified arbitrator, to look at that valuation. At any point in the process, Adrian, if you decide not to sell your house to us, that's fine. Any of those 38 properties, property owners, if they decide that they don't want to sell the house, and we realise this is a very difficult decision, and it's not an easy decision for residents. If anyone decides not to sell the property, we will insulate that house to the highest international standards.
And will that insulation, keep the noise out?
Yeah, I'll come to that in one second, but if I can just close off one thing in relation to the voluntary house buyout scheme. So we'll insulate the house to the highest, those voluntary house schemes, we'll insulate the house to the highest standards, and then we'll keep that scheme open. So it's open to residents. If they decide at this point they don't want to sell the house, they can take the insulation, and then up to 3 years after the new runway being open, if they then change their mind and say, well, actually, I would like to sell the house, we will continue to offer.
All right. So even after the runway opens, up till about 2025, they'll be able to sell and get that same valuation for the property to move out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. If I come to the separate insulation scheme, this separately then, we're insulating about 200 houses in proximity to the airport. And unlike what a lot of airports do in relation to noise insulation, a lot of airports make the mistake of giving residents who live in the local community a grant and letting them get the insulation. Now, there are two reasons why we believe that's the wrong thing to do. One is that the people they then appoint to carry out the insulation might not be qualified to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's a case that, again, if I use you an example, Adrian, I'm not suggesting you do this for a moment, but if we gave you a grant of a particular amount of money and said, we'd like to give you that grant in relation to insulation, we don't necessarily know whether you spend that money on insulation or not.
Yes, indeed. I understand that.
So what we're doing is we're actually sending qualified people out to survey each of the houses directly on site, and each of the houses will have a bespoke plan specific for that house to offer the best quality insulation.
Okay, one final question for you, Paul, is the DAA's desire to have more nighttime flights, and you believe that this is very important for the further development of the airport. Nighttime flights leads to nighttime noise, which can disrupt people's sleep. That is a huge concern for people in the area. Is it not a realistic worry?
Our desire isn't to increase flights in the middle of the night. We've never said we were never going to have a whole pile of flights in the middle of the night, and we've never said that. The issue that we have with the conditions in relation to the reduction in flights between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. is that 6 to 7 a.m. in the morning, as you would know and your listeners know if they travel through Dublin Airport, 6 to 7 a.m. is the busiest time of the day here at the airport. And if the reductions as they're currently set out would apply, Dublin Airport would have to turn away 3 million passengers as soon as the North Runway opens. And that would mean that we'd lose 17,400 jobs in the Irish economy. As I say, delivering the North Runway is government policy. It's never been our intention.
Okay, so this applies primarily to 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. flights. And like you said, flights start at 6 a.m. We're not going to see a situation of, you know, flights coming in at 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning, are now taking off at 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning, as they would in airports like Dubai and places like that.
It has never been our intention to increase flights in the middle of the night. Passengers don't want to travel then. And that has never been our intention.
But the fear is that the future plan for Dublin Airport is to become a hub airport that would have flights coming in and going out.
No, that has never been our intention. And the way in which a hub at Dublin would work wouldn't be that way. And ultimately, as I was saying earlier, the regulator will take a decision in relation to this. The issue that we have with the conditions as they are currently is that they place a cap of across the entire airport of 65 flights between 11 p.m. and 7 p.m. So that's both runways when they're both open, 65 flights between that period. And currently we have more than 100 flights between that period, but almost, you know, the vast bulk of those are in that really key busy time between 6 and 7 a.m. in the morning.
All right. Finally, Paul, with regard to the residents, you're basically saying to them, we are trying to help you as best we can.
We're acutely aware of their concerns, and actually we operate an open door policy with residents. And since we announced that we were restarting this project, we'd obviously put it on hold due to the economic downturn. We've met 1,600 residents since 2016. We've had 19 public meetings, 41,000 leaflets to the local community, 31,000 emails sent out to people who've had queries with us. We're hugely engaged with local residents. We're acutely aware of the fact that it's an emotive issue. We also invest, aside from providing vast amounts of employment in the local region, we invest really heavily in the local region. We have a community fund currently in place which is going to invest 10 million euros in the local community. So we're investing right across our local communities. We're aware that the issue of noise is an emotive one, and a balance will have to be struck by the new regulator in relation to the concerns of local residents and the needs of the Irish economy.
Paul O'Kane, Chief Communications Officer with the Dublin Airport Authority, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM. After the break, we'll be going back to residents and we'll get your comments on this. Can you understand why residents are upset? When you hear about health impacts because of noise, you have to go, whoa. Sheila, I'll take your call straight after the break, and Kevin, and lots more besides. Don't go away. This is 98FM.
The 98FM Thunders, all across the city in their brand new Renault Kadjars, handling everything Dublin throws at them. Coming to you soon, loaded with 98FM goodies.
The sound of the city.
98FM.
There's a whole lot to love at Lidl this Valentine's, and savings are just the start. Check out our 3 for 9 euro mix and match meats, like our fresh Irish Eye loin joint, Cajun salmon darns, and fresh Irish chicken breast fillets. And try our big brand super savers like Jacob's Mikado biscuits, only £1.19, and Goodfella's deep pan pizzas, an amazing 2 for 4 euro. Lidl, more for you.
City Tiles and Bathroom Superstore, Redcar Retail Park, Ballymount. Biggest ever sale must end this weekend. See the latest designs and styles at dramatically reduced prices. This is our biggest sale ever, so don't miss out. City Tiles and Bathroom Superstore, Redcar Retail Park, Ballymount. Sale ends this weekend.
The very first is followed quickly by, which may lead to a, resulting in one or two, and a great deal of Unleash the good times 4 nights a week at Shelburne Park Greyhound Stadium. Book group packages from €10 per person at shelburneparkgreyhoundstadium.ie. Subject to availability. Terms and conditions apply.
Due to the resounding success of Ireland's best-selling car, the Hyundai Tucson, Hutton & Mead Hyundai have a massive selection of pre-owned and trusted Tucsons available in the Blanchardstown showroom. All cars come with a remainder of Hyundai's industry-leading 5-year warranty with flexible finance arranged in just 1 hour. At Hutton & Mead, prices are checked on all used cars. No need to shop around. Arrive and drive today at Hutton & Mead. Call 836-6000. T's and C's apply.
If you've had a mortgage for years or you're a first-time buyer, why pay more for mortgage protection than you have to? VHI now offer cover from as little as €7.58 per month. It's easy to set up or switch over the phone. Call us on 1890-44444 or search VHI Mortgage Protection. €7.58 per month is based on a 30-year-old non-smoker for a 20-year term and mortgage protection of €158,000, including a 10% customer discount and a 1% insurance levy. Terms and conditions apply. VHI Healthcare DAC trading as VHI Healthcare is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland and is tied to Zurich Life Assurance PLC for VHI mortgage protection.
You think just because I'm pregnant, I'm not up to it? You don't know me. I've got motivation like you wouldn't believe. There is no way I'm going to let my baby grow up in a world like this. I've seen what it's like and I know where it's headed. That's why we're getting out of here. Racing our way free. And you better not get in our way.
Curfew, a Sky original production, starts 22nd of February on Sky One.
At Beacon Hospital, we fix broken hearts. We provide complete cardiac care, from our rapid access cardiology clinic to routine procedures and complex open heart surgeries. 1 in 3 Irish people die of heart disease. So if you're worried about your heart health, get checked and protect yourself from a broken heart. This is modern medicine. This is Beacon Hospital. Visit beaconhospital.ie. GP referral required.
Experience what Dublin was really like at Dublinia. Climb on board a Viking warship, visit a smoky Viking house and street, and learn the skills of being a Viking warrior. Then journey through the sights, sounds, and peculiar smells of busy medieval Dublin and enjoy spectacular views from our medieval tower. See Dublin from a new perspective at Dublinia, Christchurch. Visit dublinia.ie.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.
We're in the middle of a conversation about the concerns of residents close to Dublin Airport about the increased noise pollution, about the damage to health being caused by noise from planes leaving Dublin Airport, but also about the impacts of the new runway, the Sodom, which was turned yesterday. Let me have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, guys. I think that man on the show, he's nuts. According to him, all the New York State would be already dead from the heart attack of the sound issues they have in there. If you want to live a quiet life, just get over it. Get to the countryside if you don't like the noises. Don't stop the growing of the city, because that's a new infrastructure. That's a new incomes for the town as well, you know? It's crazy. It's ridiculous. Like, wow.
Thank you. All right, I'd like to hear from you. 6797981. Sheila lives in St. Margaret's, right at the end of the flight path. Sheila, welcome to 98 FM.
Thank you, Adrian.
Sheila, we've been listening to the Dublin Airport Authority. We heard Liam and his concerns, and your concerns would be very similar. You've heard what that man said on his message there. If you don't like it, move.
Yeah, that's all very fine, Adrian, but I have lived here all my life. My family are here 3 generations. Our identity, our community, our lifestyle, our friends, we're all living here. You just can't turn the key, hand over your keys and walk away and just move somewhere else. It's not as easy as that. We're not making a decision to put a for sale sign outside our homes. We have been here all our lives, and the DAA have totally and completely ignored us.
Okay, but when you say you've been living there all your life, but the airport has been there nearly all your life as well, has it not?
We've been here before the airport. When Collinstown was a tiny, tiny little airport, we were here first. Now, they have not engaged with us. And I would like to home in on what Paul O'Kane said, particularly. He made a point last Sunday morning that nighttime has changed. You know, people's view of nighttime. That's DAA's view. Nighttime is from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning. And just to give you an idea, Adrian, I was awakened at 20 to 8 this morning with the noise of the aircraft taking off. Now, they were taking off over Howth this morning, but because the wind was coming from an easterly side, the actual roll and the thrust, I could hear it, and it actually woke me up. Now, when I phoned DAA, they told me they were very busy this morning. There was 40 flights going out, and this was going to be the case for the whole day.
OK, but I assume at this point, Sheila, your home hasn't been soundproofed, essentially, which is being offered by the DAA.
No, but we got a sound specialist. We attended the oral hearing for the original planning, and the inspector, after our evidence, recommended that the planning be refused, Adrian, for the simple reason of health grounds. The DAA failed to submit information that would protect us, and therefore the inspector recommended that it be refused. Now, unfortunately, the board looked at additional information coming in, and they did grant it, subject to two conditions to protect us for nighttime. There would be no night flights, condition 3 and 5, no night flights on the new runway between 11 and 7 a.m. Now, that includes 6 to 7, which Paul O'Kane has gone on about. Hmm. And reducing the number of flights on the other one to 65. Now, I understand they've over 100 at the moment. And our neighbours in Newtown and down along the runway there have suffered absolutely abhorrent sound. And I mean, I only had Sky Media down there yesterday just to show them what it's actually like. So,
okay, let me put to you, Sheila, firstly, that the DAA is offering, and I know what you said, you've been there your whole life, but they are offering what a lot of people see is fairly reasonable terms, the voluntary house purchase scheme, offering to pay 30% over the market value, and the market value being based on the North Runway not being built at all. But secondly, they're offering to completely soundproof homes that are being affected. The DAA, I know, I live only down the road from you, Sheila, and I see the signs going through St. Margaret's Village that the DAA aren't good neighbours and so on. They do a lot for the local area.
It's all PR, Adrian. They've done nothing for us. Nothing. Now, can I home in, and I'm glad you brought up the buyout scheme, and I'm glad you brought up the insulation scheme, because the buyout scheme was agreed by Fingal County Council and DAA. We asked to have an input into it. If this is our homes, we were denied that. Denied it.
Okay, now, let me ask you another question, which one of our listeners is about.
Can I ask
very quickly? Yeah, very quickly.
Paul O'Kane said to you. Paul O'Kane said that they're valuing the houses as if no runway is there.
You're correct.
That's a lie. The properties around St. Margaret's have been all devalued since the planning for this runway went in. And it's been done very, very, very smartly and very subtly, Adrian. So this 30% they are, and I guarantee you, the value of our homes, there's houses in Finglas going for $500,000. And the DAA are valuing our houses way below that.
Okay, stay there for one second. Now, I want to just bring in a couple of calls on this before we wrap it up. Kevin, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Kevin, what did you want to say on this?
Look, this is just nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Well, you don't live under planes going. You weren't woken up at 8:15 this morning.
I'm not far away. I'm in Ashford.
You're miles away. Would you go way out of that, Kevin?
Yeah,
you're miles away.
I worked in Keelings, right? So I know St. Margaret's. And all the manure they put down once a year. I'm surprised people aren't suing them over that. Now, they stink of it every year. Now, this is ridiculous, right? You have a newborn child in the house, or a teenager, or anything at all, causes sleepless nights. You can't blame a bloody progression.
Okay, Sheila, what do you say to that? And Sheila, you'd be very familiar with all of the figures that the DAA have put out there about the importance of this runway to the economy, the importance of the airport to the economy. And he's basically saying that this is ridiculous to be standing in the way of progress.
It's only a handful of people. Exactly.
Well, exactly. A handful of people, the DAA,
who are making
sit down and
out
talk
of the
to
whole
it.
Process of progression. That's exactly what...
OK, Sheila, let's just deal with that firstly. It's a handful of people.
Yes. Doesn't that make it easier? We're not talking about Heathrow, where there's thousands of people. The people that are adversely affected is a small number of people. But the DAA refused to
scaremongering
sit down
other
and
people
talk
to trying them. To join. You're scaremongering to people to join your little arguments. Like, hang on, look at the Lewis, right? No one wanted the Lewis built around their area. Now the houses, you can't buy a house in Finglas or in Cabra for love nor money. Wait till it's built. Wait till it's actually finalised. And wait till your value actually goes up.
But sorry, Kevin, the reason their houses are devalued is because it is
right
quite
now.
Unpleasant to live with the sound of a 100 decibel airplane flying over your house.
If you have a barking dog, a neighbour's barking dog, constantly barking, you become
immune
to it.
Kevin, you're changing the subject. You're
I'm
changing.
Not. I'm talking.
You do not
become
understand.
To every day.
No,
repetition.
Kevin, I would like to invite you to come down and stand outside one of the homes that's in the current runway and have a listen to
it. The current runway?
Like
the new one hasn't been built yet, though.
Well, no, Kevin, I can tell you, one afternoon a couple of years ago, I was in Newtown Cottages, which are just down in the flight path, and the noise is very severe of planes taking off. It really is
place.
Very severe.
But hang on. That's already in place. You don't hear those people complaining about it right now.
No,
you
do hear them complaining about it. But let me just go back to the point that was made a second ago. That this, and I looked at your protest the other day outside Leinster House. You are really just a handful of people, are you not?
Exactly, Adrian. And isn't that all the more reason why there's only a small number of people who are adversely affected that the DAA could sit down and ask us what we want?
And what do you want, in simple terms?
We want to be treated fairly. We want to.
So is this about money?
Value put in our homes. This is about valuing our lives and what we have and our identity here.
Okay, so what they you're basically
refuse,
saying is...
They absolutely refuse to see that.
Are you saying, give us enough money and we'll go?
No, what I am saying is they need to sit down and talk to us. This condition that was signed off with Fingal County Council and DAA, they deliberately left us out, Adrian. The insulation package is not going to be robust enough. We have had a sound engineer out who has said we will not be able to live here. He has said that.
Okay,
stay
there for a second, Sheila, and let me bring in Robert. You're on 98FM. Robert, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing,
Very
Adrian?
Quickly, Robert, what did you want to say? Because I'm nearly out of time here.
Adrian, I live beside the south runway, the existing runway at the moment.
Okay.
I live 235 metres from it. And we've complained regularly to the DAA. And we've actually complained there on the 31st there of January. And we haven't even got a reply back there. We've emailed them and we haven't even got a reply back from since then. About the noise, the aviation fuel, the smell of the aviation fuel, the smell of rubber tires. And when they do give us back some sort of answer from what we're complaining about, it doesn't be the same what we're talking about. Basically,
okay, how long are you living there, Robert?
25 years.
25 years?
Yeah.
And that runway was in place 25 years ago?
That runway was in place when I came here, Adrian.
Right, this is similar to the sort of argument you hear when residents around Croke Park complain about noise from concerts. You knew that runway was there. You knew
That's
the
correct.
Impact that it was having on your life. So
what's
changed?
I'll tell you what's changed. When I came here, Adrian, there was approximately 3.5 million passengers going through the airport. There's now 21.5 million passengers going through.
Okay, so it's 10 times the volume of flights and so on. But regardless, Robert, you did know you were living near an airport. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it wasn't a problem. I bought a
okay,
part children here.
What will make you happy?
I've gone to DAA there and asked them to come over. We can't. It's impossible for us to live here anymore with the noise from the plane.
So, if your house was insulated, is that enough?
I'm at the building myself, Aidan. I've insulated. I have double glazed and I've everything put into it. I actually built my own home, you know. myself, you know. So I put all the insulation.
So again, I'll put the question to you, Robert. Is this about money?
Well, at this stage of the game, it's impossible to live where we are. It's impossible to live here because there two nights ago, I was woke up at 4:30 in the morning, and you just have to get up out of bed. You can't stay in bed because once them planes start, that's it. There's nighttime flights all through the night, like, you know.
This is a conversation we're definitely going to have again, Robert. And Sheila, I appreciate your call as well. I think it's important that this be highlighted.
Adrian,
yes, very quickly, Sheila, because I'm way out of time here.
We were in the Dáil the other night.
Yes.
And the minister has appointed Fingal County Council as the regulator.
Correct.
The noise regulator. DAA run Fingal County Council. They tell them what to do.
Well, they don't.
They do.
Fingal County Council is an independent elected body.
No, and they will not be independent. I will tell you that. We are being left out to dry. I mean,
forgive me cutting across you, Sheila, because I'm way out of time, but it is a conversation we will continue over the next couple of weeks and months, and we'll have you on again. But thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you.
On 98FM. That actually ran way over time. It's 98FM's Dublin Talks. This is Adrian Kennedy with you until midday today.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.